The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. We've all scoured the web for last-minute passable gifts, but you rarely find something unique. Gifts worth a thought is as appreciated as the gift. But you will at uncommongoods.com. Often handmade or made in the US, many crafted by independent artists or small businesses. Made in small batches or very rare one-offs that don't break the bank, though the best finds can sell out fast. It's our second year working with Uncommon Goods, and last year I bought a delicate blown glass sphere in an almost spectral green, and since then it's become a legit conversation piece for anyone coming into my home. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Mums, dads, kids, book lovers, football fans, gardeners, you name it, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas you won't find anywhere else. The phrase, the gift that keeps on giving, is rarely true, but with Uncommon Goods, every purchase you make, they give $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice, donating more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off that list. To get your 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another dark minisode for season 21. And before we get going on today's episode, a quick announcement, which I think I've also made for Dark Realms, just to reiterate, we do expect that we will have some of those adverts which don't align with our ethos on the show to pop up between now and Christmas. And the simple reason is, the network provider is inundated, as is every network provider, with advertisers looking for their Christmas adverts to be played. Now, some people with, let's just say, questionable morals or ethics take advantage of that by mislabeling their adverts, knowing their advert may well slip through the net due to the volume of advertisers looking to place their adverts, and basically trying to cheat the system and our show by getting exposure to you guys. So what I'm asking specifically from our listeners in the States is, if you hear one of these adverts, drop me a line at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And I will do as I've said I would earlier. I will, one, get in touch with the network to ensure that that advert is pulled, and two, any monies gained from the advert will go directly to the opposing cause of whatever advert's being played. And that's the stance from here on out. And I won't mention this again, it's just so everyone is in the clear about what the process is. I just need you guys to inform me of when you hear such an advert, if you'd be so kind. And again, that email address is contact@thedarkparanormal.com. People have asked, why don't you just ignore it and let them get on with it? Well, sorry, no. I specifically choose not to advertise certain things because they're divisive. Other people have suggested, why not place a disclaimer to say any adverts played do not represent the show? Again, no, because that's just taking money where you can. And I still have some morals, as does the show. The way I view it is, it's like somebody barging into a party that they were specifically not invited to because they're dangerous, and I've simply escorted them out, or, as I say, use their advertising money for a cause they oppose, and that's just in an attempt to address the balance. But in doing so, I've received so far 2 death threats, which of course are always a pleasure to receive and in no way intimidating or anxiety-inducing. So, we're all now aware of the process for these adverts, should they be played, report them to me, and I will sort the rest out. And I won't even mention those adverts on the show again, but it's just to give you a bit of insight when people say, what's the harm? Well, there's plenty, believe me. But that will be our final comment on the entire subject, and the show can return to what it was made for. To hear terrifying, wonderful, and disturbing dark paranormal tales from you wonderful listeners. So let's begin today's minisode proper. And today's submitter I will refer to as Anonymous. And a little tip for anyone leaving a story by clicking in the show notes, when you go to the site and you type out your story, if you wish your name to be included, just sign off your story with your name. I will know then I'm okay to use it. Without it, I'm going to refer to you as Anonymous, as I'll take it I don't have the permission. And so, Anonymous writes, I'm a spooky kid from a spooky family. Everyone in my family has had an experience. Not just my parents or my siblings, but cousins. Everyone in my generation along the maternal line has their own story. And half of my mum's generation. It's a family gift. One cousin has dreams. Others see ghosts. One had an encounter with a witch. And then there's me. I hear voices, normally loud bursts of noise, just one or two words filled with static, but just about discernible. I also get ringing noises when something is trying to communicate, but I'm not tuned in. I get flashes of insight or knowledge when I touch or connect with objects. I see shadows and movements just outside of my field of vision. I sometimes receive random images. But my two strongest clairs are claircognizance, clear knowing, and clairsentience, clear feeling. Now, none of our experiences belong on the dark paranormal. They've ranged from benign to the funny to the creepy. But nothing's ever felt malevolent. Nothing's ever felt like it was trying to purposefully scare us. Except one. I was in uni. To save money, I lived at home. After my first year, my parents moved houses into a cute little two-story in the quiet end of an established suburb. It was built in the late 70s and was one of the first in the neighbourhood. We moved in on a pleasant June afternoon, and inside was freezing. It never got warmer. Things started like they always do, slowly. Like it was testing boundaries. At first, I would hear a high-pitched humming noise coming from the southeast corner of the house. This was next to the bathroom and just beneath the upstairs bath, so I thought it was maybe just the pipes. The odd thing was, the noise didn't get any louder the closer I got to that corner. The noise was the same level no matter where I stood in that den. But it would stop as soon as I crossed into the kitchen. It then started happening during the day, and eventually, only when I was home alone. In my bedroom, I never felt settled. I would sleep fitfully. There was a heavy energy lurking just outside my room, and while it didn't ever cross the threshold, it still made sure I knew it was there. In the kitchen, I would hear knocks from inside cupboards, or scratching sounds just outside the garage door that I could never identify. Even if, when I heard them, I would make my cousin sit outside whilst I investigated. I should have known, but I didn't. I was younger, and I had no one to guide me. I just felt, or feel, like so much of the house was covered in darkness. And it knew that whatever my family gifts are, could feed it. Even now, when I see the house in my mind's eye, there are still shadows everywhere. They've been allowed to settle, and so settle they have. Shortly after moving, my parents began fighting. Big blow-up fights that would result in smashed plates and angry tears. Those angry tears were often cried in their bedroom with the door shut. And since I couldn't get to my room without passing theirs, I would always hear the faint wails of distress. I always chalked it up to whatever turbulence they were experiencing. My parents' shaky marriage, money worries, my grandfather's illness, and eventual death. A few times, I couldn't bear the crying any longer, and I'd knock on the door. "Come in," my mum said, and I'd step in, bracing myself for her distress, but there she would be in her recliner just watching the news. "Are you okay?" I asked. Mum looked at me, puzzled. Yes, why?" The crying had stopped. Maybe I misheard. It was easy to assign this to something else, something more logical. That was until one day, I came home to a note on the door. Yes, this is before texting or even cell phones. "Gone to Auntie Grace's for lunch, food in the fridge." And I still had the crying. Let's have a quick break to talk about those wonderful people at Happy Mammoth. You'll have heard me talking previously about Hormone Harmony, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels. With over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide, and 98% saying they'd recommend it to friends and family. Well, now you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormonal balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating or gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer. It helps support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results, so you can feel like yourself again. A friend of mine was struggling with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and since adding prebiotic collagen protein, she's noticed a real lift in her energy and overall well-being. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations. You know, this holiday season, comfort isn't about finding more hustle, it's about slowing down, finding calm amidst the chaos, and creating a home that truly restores you. And that's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in, because you can create your own natural holiday oasis. Because Avocado transforms your home into a peaceful grounding retreat with their products made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort, so you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Every Avocado product is thoughtfully made with the planet and you in mind, and you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you're bringing into your home. And there are easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. I was home alone. My parents were both at Auntie Grace's. It was early afternoon and the sun was bright and high in the sky. And the house was icy. The air was thick. I walked upstairs, holding my breath and the handrail with equal ferocity. And I stopped just outside their bedroom door. The crying. I went downstairs and I searched everywhere on the first floor, looking for my dad's keys and my mum's purse. Checking the garage was empty, checking all of the doors. Then I crept back upstairs and I pressed my ear against the wood of the door. A woman crying. I thought, maybe Mum has left the telly on. I'm hearing something melodramatic. So I went in to turn it off. And silence. No TV, no singing pipes, no open windows. I left, closing the door behind me, my hands shaking. I went downstairs and I called my best friend for a bit of courage. Auntie Grace lived about an hour's drive away, and lunch always turned into dinner, so I knew I'd have the house to myself till late evening. Trying not to think about it, I busied myself with other things, purposefully avoiding the upstairs. I didn't want to think about it, and so I wouldn't. There's a sometimes mistaken belief that ignoring the spirit world will get them to leave you alone. If they're persistent, they won't. They'll keep pushing like the house did, until you set a boundary and enforce that boundary. But I did neither. This wasn't my first haunted house, and until this point, I'd never encountered anything malevolent. I asked my mum once if she'd heard anything from her room, and she looked at me funny. "What do you mean?" she asked. But I didn't have the heart to tell her. When another aunt, Auntie Siobhan, stayed with us for 3 months, the darkness that had been thickening receded slightly. But still I would hear the crying, this infinite crying. While my parents and Auntie Siobhan were on another outing to Auntie Grace's, I'd had enough and burst into the master bedroom. It had been 3 years of the crying, and surely there was some kind of explanation. Maybe a really sad neighbour. Maybe a TV or radio programme carried through the window by some unusual wind. Inside, there was no one, as expected. But this time, I tore through the room, checking under the bed, testing the TV. I stood for minutes beneath each window, holding my breath, straining to hear that constant wail. I searched through their closets, even tested the pipes in the bathroom and the phone beside their bed. Silence. Confident that it had my attention, the house expanded its repertoire. I'd come home and my mum would be in a tiz, asking me where I'd gone to and why I hadn't answered her. "What are you talking about?" I asked. "You came home?" No, I didn't. I've just got here. I got the 5 p.m. bus." But she insisted that she heard me. She'd heard the sound of my bag dropping to the floor and the snick of the closet door as I put my coat away. "You said, 'Mom, I'm home,' and asked me where I was. And I said I was in the garden. I didn't see you, so I've just come inside." Another time, she called while I was at my boyfriend's. "Where are you?" she demanded. Point of fact, this was before cell phones, so the only place I could be was where the landline was located. But that didn't stop her. I told her where I was and she got flustered. "It's happened again," she said, and hung up to call Dad. Mum wasn't the only target. I would hear her too, in similar situations. "Honey," she would call out. I hadn't heard them arrive, but that was definitely my mum's voice. And if there's anyone in the world I would recognise, surely it would be my mum, right? But then I'd go downstairs and find only an empty house. Another time we even had an exchange. "Mum, I'm going, I'm late for class," I yelled up the stairs. "Okay, have a good day." "Okay, bye." A few moments later, I came back, having missed the bus. I walk into the kitchen at the back of the house to see my mum pottering about. "Oh, honey, haven't you left? You're going to be late." "What? No, I've just come home." My mum blinked at me. "I didn't hear you leave." "I told you I was." We bickered for a bit. I heard her. I spoke to her just minutes ago. We lived in that house for 5 years. I spent more and more time out of the house, partially because I was becoming more independent, and partially because that energy was pulling me in, and my body couldn't stand it. I was tired. I would come home to sleep, eat and study, and that was it. I would never ask my boyfriend to come over. I never had friends over. And if I could avoid it, then I'd never be home alone. If my parents were on holiday and I had that house to myself, I would stay over at my boyfriend's. One night, shortly before we moved out, I was taking out the bins, passing the garage door on my way back in. And I looked on as the doorknob started to turn, jiggle, then release. I ran back inside, a shiver rolling down my shoulders to my heels. This, I'd later come to realise, was my body's signal to watch for danger. My parents sold that house eventually. We left the house, we left that city, and by then I was ready to move out and live on my own. And I don't miss that house. I never looked back. But the reason I'm writing to you now is because of the dreams. You see, since the pandemic, I've dreamt of that house. There are three variations. The first is I've come back to visit, and I'm stood outside in the driveway or in the foyer. The house is dark. There's no warmth, no grounding, nothing that feels like home. But I still get a clear feeling that says, come inside. The second, I'm living there again, except the house is now mine, and I've spent months ignoring and suppressing whatever is happening around me. I garden in heavy shadows and shiver in near impenetrable shade. The grass grows longer and the lights stay on, all day, every day. I feel a sharp gloom in my chest, just under my ribcage. The house simmers in delight. It has me back. I've come home. The third, I've returned, not as a visitor or an owner, but as someone ready to fight. I confront the entity and either succumb, flee, or banish it. These are the rarest dreams, and when I wake up, it feels like somewhere the house is laughing. As to the family gift, well, mine tells me this. It wasn't the land. Whatever entity it was attached to the house. When my mum and I came along and brought with us the unique strength of untrained and suppressed talents, it woke up and it fed. No, it gorged. And now, decades after we've left, I feel it's hungry again. And that is where our anonymous submitter ends their tale. Now, I love this story personally, and you can probably guess why. It leaves so many questions unanswered. And people have asked before via email why I find the unanswered questions so appealing. They ask, do I not find them frustrating that there's no closure? And my answer is very simply no. Because an unanswered question, in my mind, is answered about maybe 5 times per minute with differing theories about the subject. That's why Dark Bites, although I flip-flop around favourites, is my current favourite show to do, the Patreon show solely for Patreons, because I read that firsthand without pre-reading anything before. And I'm left often in a state of, I don't know what to think of this experience, just like the listener is for the very first time they hear it, as it's the very first time I read it. So today's experience for me has been a really great one in terms of asking the questions of what's going on, why is it happening, how does the person know this house is hungry once more? Again, questions we may never find an answer to. But I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for this week's minisode. And until Friday, when we quite literally step foot into the second half of season 21, stay safe, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.